Blog so we are radio.
I'm going to just skip the pleasantries and all the intros and all the rest of that stuff. We are broadcasting live. It is Black Poverty and the Sweet Teas. I do not know how I omitted starting this show the way I was supposed to start the show, but I think it might have been a visitor from out of town, my wife getting on my nerves, my dad getting on my nerves, just everybody getting on my nerves in the building right now. The only person that didn't get on my nerves was my daughter, but it's all good. We are live right now, and I am so, like, we are, like, putting the house on the market, so I apologize to those that tuned in and nothing was there. We're on the air now, and I'm like, everybody be quiet, but everybody's talking. My God. It is the worst start to Black Poverty and the Sweet Teas in the history of my show, but we're going to get it popping. My ladies are somewhere. I don't know where they are, but we're going to get it situated in a second. Y'all just hold down, and as soon as I find this intro, we're going to get it popping and get it going. We got a good show for y'all all the way till 10:30 if you're out there listening. 347, I don't even know. I can't even get the number off the top of my head right now because I am really just like discombobulated, out of place, and don't know what's going on right now. But we getting ready to get it started, though. We are. We're getting ready to get it started. As soon as I find this intro, I can't find the intro. Like somebody been going through my files, and it looked like something's been erased or something like that. Where my ladies at is the question. I don't see them in here. They were in here, and I guess they hung up. But, you know, it is what it is. And we're gonna get it popping, man. Let's just do this real quick.
Wonderful. God is so wonderful.
Your boy Dave Tolliver, Monika Scott, Felicia Carter, M. Skeezy, B. Delight, Dave Tolliver in the building. You will not believe that I forgot we were on tonight. I forgot.
You did?
Did you?
Yep. I forgot we were on tonight.
How could you forget all
about us? Man, because when you got people in your ear that are relentless about do this, do this, do that, do that, do that, I'm getting ready to put my house on the market, and we're painting, we're cleaning, we're packing, and, you know, put this out there. And I'm saying, like, come on, B. And I've been putting up this violence, these blinds for the last 15 minutes, waiting on my dad. He up there yapping. She yapping with him. I'm sitting down here waiting. So, and I forgot. And I was like, who the hell is calling me over and over and over again? Then my daughter came down and said, I said, see, who was that on my phone? She said, it's Felicia Gardner. I was like, oh, shit. What time is it? She said, it's 9:15, Dad. I said, oh, my God. Then I tried to dial into the show. I couldn't dial in. For whatever reason, sometimes with your cell phone, when you dial in, you know, if you leave the call screen, when you come back to it again, you can't, you know, it doesn't recognize the dial tone number. So, you know, it is what it is. What the hell, man? Yeah, when they get talking about getting on your job. Felicia, I'm in the host queue. I'm here to me. You know what, though? I could take that because, you know what? I honestly, I'll be the first one to say, what you doing? Why you doing that? What the F? What the hell? So, you know what? Y'all want to throw them all at me? I'm man enough to take them.
Feel like
you know
a stepchild. Feel like a stepchild.
Right?
I know I might have a little red hair in my head, but dang.
My goodness.
I don't get that. That joke I don't get at all, so you have to explain that.
Like a red-headed stepchild. She said, I feel like a stepchild, a red-headed stepchild. You old enough to know this. Come on now. Please stop.
I mean, you older than me, so I don't
anyway.
Know about it. And Felicia older than me, too, so I don't even know what that's
oh,
about.
Look, you tried it. You tried it.
Can't
but I
count
bet you 60 know
seconds.
Right? I know what? I don't look older than you.
I don't look older than you. I don't know what the hell you talking about. I'm not doing
no,
older
I don't
than
think
Felicia,
you...
so I'm good.
I know.
Say that again?
For a fact.
I didn't hear that.
My spirit, my spirit is younger than the both of y'all's. And I look younger than both of y'all, so I don't know what you're talking about, Shorty. But I know
well,
we got to keep
talking. When you wake up from this dream, then we can go ahead and entertain these lovely radio people. Hi there out there in radio land. This is
go.
The Delight. All right. And the Black Poppy. There you go.
And the sweet
and
tea.
Sweet tea. Extra sweet.
Are you right? Let me
sweet
retract.
Sugar.
There's only one person
sweet,
getting on my nerves.
Sweetest
my
tea.
It was only my dad getting on my nerves. Let me retract it. Nobody else was getting on my nerves but my dad. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, Jeez. You don't want the couch tonight. You don't want the couch tonight. Go ahead, Michelle. Give him that
ass. Yeah, I could give a damn less about that. You as much as you know me, you know I don't give a damn about that. Not at all. I ain't fronting. I'm just keeping it one grizzly. 1,000,
okay.
Shorty. You already know the time of it. I'm from Queensbridge, the 41st side of things, son. You know what I mean, dun dun.
Yeah.
You know, we keep it all the way. You know what I mean? Where we at?
Okay.
Okay. You think I'm joking? Monika knows too. Monika knows
really?
Too. Let you front. See what happened.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway,
oh,
I want to apologize.
How was your weekend?
No, let me just apologize for that because honestly, it's just I'm under the weather today, and I'm never under the weather, and I'm not making excuses. But like I said, if y'all want to fire them off, let me go ahead. I'm never under the weather, but like real talk, I wasn't gonna tell nobody, but I started this diet, and they think that it's a side effect of this diet. It's called the keto diet, and it's like you get like these flu symptoms or whatever. I never get the flu.
Mm.
I'm like, what the hell? So it is what it is. So I'm around all day today. You know, I uploaded everything, had everything in the system. Everything was going groovy. And then, you know, my dad is here painting. I got a Puerto Rican here painting. So, you know, it's just a lot of shit going on. You know what I mean? Just, you know, it felt like I'm under the gun. You got to come here. I can't hear you. I just feel like I'm under the gun here. You know what I'm saying? Like, the things that, you know, as far as like financially, I'm cool, but I wasn't to incur. I didn't think about that I was going to have to pay for all the stuff that I'm paying for. Like, my dad was coming down to pay, and I knew he was a little physically altered, but here, as soon as they find out, that he come and my sister called, "Yo, dad, you know, your father, this, he can't come down and, you know, pay, you know, he can't." Then my stepmother called, "You know, Johnny can't, he can't do that. He can't, he's never kitchen to pay. And I'm offended that you guys didn't invite me to come down too." I'm like, what the hell? Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't think about nobody. I ain't think about nobody but trying to get out this house and get on to, you know, my last house that I'm ever going to move into, because I ain't moving no more after that. If I do, it's going to be into an apartment, something like that. I ain't moving no more to my house. But anyway, let's get to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Black Poppy and the Sweet Teas. And like I said, I apologize for the tardiness. For those of you that have been listening, we've been having some good numbers. People have been listening. A lot of people have been calling me and telling me that they've been listening. And but we just haven't, for whatever reason, we haven't seen them in the queue. And I think what happens is you call in a number and it's telling you got to pay and whatever. But I'm saying, if you're on with us for an hour and a half, that's 90 cents. If you can't pay 90 cents for some quality entertainment, if you can't pay 90 cents for some quality entertainment, then I don't want you to listen way.
Less than $1. That's less than a cup of coffee.
If you can't, you know, that's more than that. If you can't pay, that's why it's less than $1. So if you can't pay 90 cents to listen to some quality entertainment, then I don't want you to listen way. That means you wouldn't pay $9.99 for my album, and that means you wouldn't pay $39.99 for a concert ticket or $29.99 for a concert. So I don't want you on my download anyway. Peace.
I don't want to pay you for a heart attack, Virga.
There's somebody else on the line too from Ohio. So I got this this call today, not a call, but a message from some type of promotions company, and I knew what it was, right? So you see the if you look at my Facebook post, my Instagram post for the show today, it got over 200 likes on it. I'm like, come on, man, you must think I'm a fool. You think I'm a fall for that? It's some company, some foreign company hit me in my DM talking about, let me get you more likes. Watch how I do this. I'm like, man, you know that I'm in this game, and I know people that do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know. But anyway, then there was a bunch of people trying to follow, but they have a lot of phantom accounts and stuff like that. I'm done talking. I'm done talking. I'm not talking no more the whole show. Y'all got it. Y'all finished talking. I'm done. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monica Scott and Felicia Gardner, a.k.a. M. Skeezy and B. Delight. Dave Tolliver is gone. Y'all have a good one.
He gonna talk today.
Oh, he ain't Houdini today. I'm gonna need you to reappear, abracadabra.
Right.
But girl, go ahead. What's going on out there in the news world? Fill us in.
We got some good news. Trey Songz, remember he was facing domestic violence charges because the girl allegedly said that he had punched and choked her at the All-Star Weekend after party, and actually those charges got dismissed today.
I wonder why.
Yeah, the L.A. Attorney, they're not pursuing the charge. So, but I'm sure there will be a civil suit. You are so
good.
Good
for gay
Trey Songz. I don't care what y'all say about that man. He has some music that I really, really like. I will say that.
Me too.
And I'm glad he took the quiver out of his voice.
So, you know, his new name is Gay Song. So instead of him going,
yes. Yes.
You mean bye.
Bye.
Yes.
That's a new trend, that bye stuff.
Yeah, no.
They go both
the
ways.
The only buy I like is when I'm buying stuff at the store.
Yeah, I see.
So yeah, I'm not on that. But also, let's talk about, I seen Acrimony this weekend, and with Taraji. And Felicia, did you watch that movie?
Oh, yeah, girl.
Woo. I will say Dave, that that is not the movie for you to take your wife to go see if you're going to go see it. You know, like I would say, you might want to go solo dolo on that one because, you know, might give her too many ideas. I'm just playing with you, but I'm, you know,
hey,
I did see
me.
A lot of couples, a lot
y'all,
of people bruised up.
I want y'all to tell me about the movie. Tell me about the movie.
Tell you about the
you
movie.
You can be a spoiler. Tell me about the movie. Yeah, tell me about the movie.
Oh, you don't want to spoil it for the listeners.
Before we do this, we got to say, spoil alert, spoil alert. It was actually a good movie. I liked the way it was filmed. It wasn't your typical, like, Tyler Perry filming of the movie, you know, where you have, because, you know, you can kind of tell how some of his movies, when they come out, the format and how they look. But the lighting and stuff was really good. It actually, he actually has stepped up his game a lot as far as the thematics has gone. So that, and that's my personal opinion. People may not agree with me. I don't know if you feel the same way, Felicia, or not, but I just thought that, you know, it looked better than it did, you know, from some of his other Tyler Perry movies.
I mean, I enjoyed it, and, you know, cinematically, I mean, he's been improving, and where it's not the Madea, which I enjoy those too. When I just want to laugh and it's silly, that works for me too. So you just take it
right.
What it is. But that movie itself, it was kind of like Fatal Attraction meets Box. What's that one? The Cradle and the Lock. What's that other one?
Yeah.
Mad
Black
Woman.
The Beyoncé
movie Obsessed?
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say Obsessed, but Crazy.
Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah, Hand That Rocks the Cradle, yeah. Because it was just suspense, mm-hmm. You know, like, when you had somebody who just snapped to the fifth power, if that explains it, but you would, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You can kind of understand it, but then you go, well, damn, like, really? But she really go there.
Right. Right.
That's the best I can say. Go see it.
Yes. Yes. And I will say this. I thought that the actress or actor choices were actually, they were pretty fitting. The only one thing that I would have liked to have seen is Idris Elba play the romantic male lead in the film. It would have been nice to see that duel come back again from when she played what was that movie that her and him were in together. It would have been nice to see them two together on screen again. So
really?
I will say that. Yeah.
Well, let's
like
say
it.
Like
I
this.
No,
she did her
about.
Thing acting wise. She did her thing. I'd like her better on this film than Proud Mary. I like her better in this film. Because the ending of
Proud Mary
is kind of going, you're going, okay. You know, nothing
mm-hmm.
against it, but
and
you're
it's
just
to
is
be
going,
expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Versus this, she really went to the edge, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they say,
you know,
actually,
I think a lot of times, they say life, you know, represents art. So, you know, a lot of times people might have gone through that. People might have gone mm-hmm. through that. She might have been through that. So, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, I agree.
It is.
What else is new?
It is.
Like the last play I went to, it was a girl I know who's playing my wife in this play. And the mm-hmm. story was kind of actually her story of abuse. So she pulled it off, you know. But anyway, what you got next? Let's go.
So, I know you guys, Tupac, they done dug up some more Tupac notes. And, you know, he called Dr. Dre. He said he was gay. He's a closet gay guy. And
who did
Tupac.
That?
Yeah, Tupac did that.
I heard
that. You heard that, too? I'm confused.
I heard that Dr. Dre was gay. I heard that, you know, but I don't really care. You know what I'm saying?
He's gay all the way to the bank, right? He's happy.
Is
all
he bi too? Because don't he got kids and married? I'm just confused.
Yeah,
mother called me a long time ago.
Then
him and
Misha,
that don't mean shit.
Well,
that
that's
mean
true too.
Kids. That don't make a difference, you know, because Monika's gay and she got kids.
Wow. Did you really say that? Yeah, you
should,
because, yeah, anybody who knows me knows better. But we ain't even going to address that.
All the guys.
So,
because your milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah.
Why you get quiet? Too.
Anything else?
Alicia's too. Her milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, too.
It does.
We're going to bring it to the news. We're going to bring it to the news. All
right.
Right.
Ain't no news.
So,
Monika.
It's always, don't, today is not the day. So you better stop it.
Wow.
We was trying to get you to hurry it up and you wasn't on it. Right? I'm here talking about hurry up.
Time out. He on time out.
Yeah, time out. Punishment. Go sit in the corner. Anyhow.
I'm telling you.
So,
no.
But Cardi B released her album this week. And she also confirmed that she's pregnant by Offset, which, you know, we already had a feeling anyway that Miss Cardi B was pregnant. But she actually has confirmed it now. And she actually came out and said that she don't care to be the queen of rap. You know, she don't care. She said it's enough money out there for everybody to get some.
That's
so,
right.
Right, right.
I agree
Dig
with
that.
Her. And then y'all seen that Remy Ma has gone. She's vegan now.
Right.
And she's dropped some more LBs. You know, she's looking. She's actually
really?
Doing really good. Uh-huh.
No, great for her.
She's gotten her weight real down, you know, down a lot. So she's
right, so on that
and
note,
we've seen Nicki Minaj reappear.
On what?
Nicki Minaj is, you know, she's actually back out on the scene. She's back tweeting actively and everything, and they're saying that she should have a possible album release coming up here shortly too. Cause
she
hasn't
gonna wait till after.
Mhm. But
they're saying
right, and there's some rumors that she might be pregnant also.
Mm. By who? Nas?
We
by
don't
who
know.
Nas?
Allegedly, who knows?
Yo,
right.
Let's get to this Cardi
telling.
B. This new Cardi B you wanted to play. This new Cardi B you wanted me to play, it's Cardi B and Chance the Rapper. It's, I think it's called Better Life or Life or something like that.
Oh, okay.
We're about to get into that, and we'll be right back. Man. Dave Tyler from Nick.
All right.
Felicia Carter. Is it Gardner? Felicia Carter was the girl I went to school with.
I'm living my best life. Yeah. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's, you know. I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Made a couple M's with my best friend. Turned all my L's into lessons. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Dreams pulling up, I'm like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I'm like Big Pop mixed with Tupac. I'm like Machiavelli. Nisa, Little Caesar pizza. I be hot and ready. Nigga, you a pussy and a rat. You like Tom and Jerry. Nigga, you ain't ballin'. You just talking, that's that commentary. I was in the field, man, I slayed for this. Had to talk to God, drop down and pray for this. To my surprise, he replied, say you made for this. I seen the car, wanted, then I went and paid for it. Cash. Hit the take, yeah, I hit the race, hit the dash. That's when they came for me on Twitter with the backlash. Cardi B is so problematic, it's a hashtag. I can't believe they wanna see me lose that bad. They talking junk and they sing these hoes mad trash. I'm giggling, can let the devil have the last laugh. Ain't no more beefing, I'm just keeping to myself. I'm my own competition, I'm competing with myself.
I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I told y'all, I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into legends. You see the whip pulling up, it's like screw. Drink pulling up, it's like screw. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
You don't like money, I can see it in your eye. You don't like winning, I can see it in your tie. Better be careful with these women when you trick and send it fly. She count money in her sleep and she don't never spend a night. But she trapping and she had to make it happen for her life. Don't be mad because she having shit, you had it your whole life. We had baggage on our flights, we had badges on our asses. You got passes in your life, you had gadgets on your bike. Got work magic, got work magic, got work magic in my life. And that guala like Ayala, cause that bag is fixed my life. And y'all no good to them, well I don't want no champagne. But can we please get some more champagne? Please no Andre, G like Von Che, reach like Ron James, pep talk from Yonsei. Remember my hands had ash like Pompeii. Now they hold cash, won't peak like Dante. I told y'all,
I'm living my best life.
I told y'all,
I'm living my best life. I made a couple L's with my best friends. Turned all my L's into legends. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dream pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least that's what I'm dressed like.
I said I never had a problem. Showing y'all the real me. Hair when it's fucked up, crib when it's filthy. Way before the deal me, shoot to pay the bills me. Before I fix my teeth, man, those comments used to kill me. But never did I change, never been ashamed. Never did I switch, stories stay the same. I did this on my own, I made this a lane. Y'all gotta bear with me, I've been through some things. Went from small ass apartments to walking red carpets, pissy elevators, now every dress is tailored. Just some real life fairy tale, Cinderella shit. I got further than them hoes that I will ever get. And that only goes to show that only God knows. I took pictures with Beyonce, I'm in mama nose. I'm the rose that came from the concrete and the rose. I'm like gold, man, I'm toast and I'm floating, hey.
I told y'all,
I'm living my best life.
I told y'all,
I'm living my best life. I made a couple M's with my best friend. Turned all my L's into legends. You see the whip pulling up, it's like skirt. Dream pulling up, it's like skirt. I'm living my best life. It's my birthday, at least I wear them dress like skirt, skirt. Going down right now, skirt, skirt. Jamie Foxx in your town like skirt, skirt. Money falling up and all the blood coming down.
Man, I'm about to excommunicate some house guests in a minute. Cause it is going down. Welcome back to Black Poppy and the Sweet Tea. Dave, Monika, Felicia. It is going down. Monday, April the, what is it, the 11th or something like that? No, the 9th.
The 9th. Wow.
April 9th. I'm trying to get through the week.
Really,
you know what I mean?
You really been off your game. Boy, I feel you. You don't even know the day is.
There's a lot of stuff going on, man. I want to send some prayers out to Monika's sister. She's in the hospital with some things. Send some prayers out to my family. My sister's in the hospital. And also, they found out today that one of my aunts, true and dear to the family, man. So they got to call hospice on her, man. She's 94, 95 years old. And, it's just close to that time. That's all, man. So, you know, I'm good. So I'm taking a trip up Wednesday. I was going anyway, and then, you know, it always seemed like some shit happened, and I'm there. But anyway, it's a lot of people listening today. So I tried to see who was on the line. You know, when you hear me say hello and you don't hear no music in the background, that's just me just trying to see who it is. I'm not going to put you on the air. If you want to be on and talk, just press 1. If you're out there listening right now, the number's 347-205-9366. That's 347-205-9366. Sex, you dig? So, you know, the United States did some airstrikes this week. they did some airstrikes. And they were trying to deny it, but then, you know, Trump came out and said that it was definitely true. It was not really weapons, but it was some type of chemical thing that they did. You know, Trump is destined to make us an enemy of the world, you know, in places that we were allies, he's destined to make us an enemy. What else went on this week? A lot of things going on. That Cardi B album goes hard. I have to give you that. You are a lover of young music. But it's a shame to say that Cardi B, being the beautiful female that she is, and you know I love Latin women, it's a shame that she's only one of the few rappers or people that call themselves rappers that is actually rappers and not doing these bad Bone Thugs and Harmony imitations. So one love to Cardi B. I like that, man. She's living a good life right now. She definitely has a beautiful rags to riches story. And I love it, man. You know what I mean? She's winning right now. You know,
she
God
works
bless her.
Right.
And I hope that, yes, she works. And I hope that, I can honestly say this, I hope that her connection with Offset
doesn't offset her.
Thank you. Exactly. I hope that it doesn't, you know, because a lot of times your association and the people that they're associated with, I know that he loves her. And, you know, well, it seems that way, but I just hope that the things that he does doesn't bring down her brand, and that if it does start to affect her brand, that she, you know, switches lanes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that she stays
she
whole.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt. Sure.
Yeah.
Fueling her brand. Yes. But don't you, it seems
Say
like
what?
He is fueling her brand, because it seems like that she's trying to go in a different path. Like, when I listen to her CD, you know, she's not out there calling out no other female rappers or anything like that. She's actually just rapping about her life and what's going on with her and more things about what females go through, you know, with relationships and, you know, trying to stay on top of their game, stuff like that. She's not trying to bring no beef or anything like that. I haven't noticed that.
And I appreciate that.
Cardi B. Right,
that's what I appreciate because I don't like when
people come in starting off with beef. But go ahead.
Well, she's
Dave,
been around for
saying?
A while. She's been around for a while, so it's not just coming in. She's been around for a while, and I think that other people have tried to attack her, and I think that she might have said a couple of things, but it wasn't really. I think she got misrepresented a couple of times. Then she. You know, she said a couple of things, sneak this type, but she's been around for a minute doing mixtapes, and then she was on Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she did her thing. She's come up. I met her when her teeth were messed up in brown, and now she looks really really nice. She's beautiful.
Well,
my favorite lady.
She dropped a bag on her teeth, and it wasn't cheap. So she already told us that. So we know. So she reinvested in herself, so that's good.
She probably didn't even pay for her teeth because when you like that, she probably didn't even pay for her teeth because when you're that popular, you know, the companies will do your teeth. Like I know Outkast, Big Boy got his teeth done by a dentist I was going to. I couldn't afford it, but of course, they, you know, it was for a reality show, so they did his teeth. They said it was like $80,000 worth of work. I was like, geez, T.I. had his teeth done. I mean, because he probably had mangled mouth.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I'm glad they invested.
They fixed it.
You know, that's a good thing. But you know, I'm talking
about
Cardi B and her man. Yeah. Well, don't do that. But anyway. So, SOB times RBE, which stands for Strictly Only Brothers times Real Boy Entertainment. They're a Bay Area group. And so while they were performing this weekend, they actually wanted to start some beef with the Migos. So they basically called out the Migos, and they, you know, at a concert, and they said, forget the Migos. I'm just putting it real nice. So
it looks like
the Migos.
Everybody goes
SOB
to the one on top.
Times RBE, which stands for Strictly Only Brothers, times Real Boy Entertainment, the Bay Area group, while they were performing, they at their concert, they said, forget the Migos. So now they got some beef going. The Migos got some beef going with these with another group now. So we're going
to
see how this plays out.
As old as you are. For you to be as old as you are, you know, you really stay in tune with the young stuff. That's dope, though. You know, you're trying to be a teenager in your midlife crisis. But the X means people are with.
Really? Really?
The X means featuring,
you know what?
Or with. Not times RBE. It's featuring, with,
actually,
or featuring.
And hold on, while you trying to call me out, talk about I'm in a midlife crisis. When you see their name, it's not like that. So if you want to say it that way, you go right on ahead. But I'm just telling you what it said. Okay.
Okay, anyway.
So we
have an inspirational moment coming up later, and I know Felicia has something good,
mm-hmm.
but I have
mm-hmm.
a word, I have a song that is going to speak to your soul today. It is by the Walls Group, and I know every time I hear it, it moves me. Not only is it a great word, but it is some fantastic melodies and singing. Oh, my God, man. I can't wait till we get there. So that's coming up in about 15 minutes. Well, like 10 minutes.
Okay. So what else
Matter
is there on the news?
Since we're talking about love, let's play some music. Since we're talking about love,
okay.
Let's get into this record
got?
Right here. I don't know if y'all ever heard of this one. I'm gonna run off about two of them. I ain't going to play them all, but I'm going to run off about two of them. This first one is called I Need a Freak by Sexual
Ooh.
Harassment.
Okay.
Now, this song has been licensed, but I don't know how. I mean, this song was sampled by the Black Eyed Peas for My Humps. And it's actually, this is my uncle's record, Monika. It was a group called Sexual Harassment.
Yeah.
Here we go, right here. We're going to play them.
Yeah,
we don't know about
it.
Mind when we made love that first time. You had never been touched. And we love each other so much. So many painful memories that I carry, you and me, reminding me of what's gone with no hope to go on. So tell me, do we have a chance for our love? Do we have a chance for our love?
Do We Have a Chance for Our Love, man. That was a big record in the Cleveland area. I don't know how many you know about that, my nigga. That was in the Northeast Ohio record. I don't know if you know who Whistle is, Felicia? New York?
Mm-mm. No, sorry.
God. You from Queens and you don't know who Whistle is. And we're only bugging.
Yeah.
They call us Whistle, man. We're only bugging.
Okay, that song I remember. You know, it's been a minute.
Yeah, that's Whistle. But they also have some sing songs too. So it's all good though. You know what I mean? So what else we got? Let's try to run through them rapid fire. And like I said, today is my fault. We lost 15 minutes, whatever, because I was doing something at the house. Now, how do you forget you have a radio show that you do every Monday? That's like forgetting to go pee. So, Monika, what you got, baby? Run them fast. Don't go slow. Okay.
Hey.
Okay, she's
well,
not ready. So, okay.
But let me say something. Now, did y'all hear about Floyd Mayweather? What happened to him? It says.
What happened? He caught herpes.
It says that. No, on TMZ Sports, it was
Floyd
speaking
Mayweather
of a man. A man was claiming to be one of Floyd Mayweather's bodyguards was shot outside of an upscale hotel in Atlanta Monday morning. The Atlanta Police Department tells TMZ Sports. Unclear Floyd Mayweather was the man that at the time of the shooting, but it was his bodyguard. Cops tell us it well went down at 3 a.m. on Monday morning outside the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. We're told three vehicles were returning from the hotel from a nearby nightclub. Cops says another vehicle pulled up beside them at the intersection of Peachtree Road and Highland Drive and fired several shots at one of the vehicles. All three vehicles fled and reported being followed for a distance. After losing the vehicle that was followed, they said they drove the victim to Grady Hospital, where the victim was treated for a gunshot wound to the leg and is in stable condition. Isn't that crazy?
Damn, Mayweather.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. So they're not saying if he was the one that they was intending to shoot, but I tell you, it ain't safe out in these streets, you know. I don't care who you are, you know. You just better, be careful,
that is,
you know.
Crazy, shorty. That
okay.
is crazy.
Yes, that happened this morning. Ooh, 3 a.m. while I was turning over sleeping.
Man. Anyway, so I know you read, so I don't know, you got something else too?
Well, that was the one that caught my eye. You got anything good? I know you had several other things.
Well, I ain't giving it up. Man. I ain't doing none of that stuff, man. You know I don't do them things. I send them to y'all, let y'all do them, and I give my commentary off the cuff. So while we're at the apex right here where I like to do this, let's go to the inspirational word. Excuse me, my God. The inspirational quote of the day. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. This is the inspirational quote of the day. Throughout your life, some people will throw stones in your path. It depends on you what you make with them, a wall or a bridge. Remember, you are the architect of your life. Always choose to build a bridge and stay focused on winning. It's your girl, Be the Light, sharing the light. As always, holding it down with Black Poppy and the Sweet Tea Show.
That's so nice, sweetie. That's so nice, baby. Oh, Lord Jesus. All right. And like I was telling y'all before, here is this record. Big up my man Hot Dog. We're going to bring you in a minute. This song is by the Walls Group, and it's called I Need a Word, man. Just check this out.
Amen.
Man. We're going to take this little time to get into it. All right? One love and prayers out there to anybody that need them. Here it is, the wall groups. I need a word. Watch.
Lord, I know you hear me when I call your name. I'm not talking to myself, I know I'm not insane. I need some help from you. And I'm facing some problems that I can't get through. I tried it by myself, but it ain't working. Father, I know, it's one thing for certain. There's a master of the mystery, yeah. Yeah, only he holds the answer that I seek. Oh, Father. Oh, I need a word, Jesus. Cause mama and my friend surely will not do Lord. Yours is the only help I need. Speak to me, Jesus. I'm quite confused. I don't know which way to go. I don't know what to do. I can't see my way out. Lord, take my hand. Cause I've exhausted every resource I have. I just can't help it. If I could be honest, reading your word just won't do. That's why I'm coming straight to you. See, I know that there is something you have for me. And right here I'll wait till you come down and speak to me. Lord, my mama and her friends, they ain't doing it for me, no.
man. Break you down. You will if that song speaks to you right there, then you're dead. That's the Walls Groove. Now, I need a word. And that song really speaks volumes to me right now. And it's really a dope record. I mean, the kind of them boys and there's some sisters too, and their whole compilation of records that they have are really, really good. They do traditional to more contemporary to quartet style. They do everything, and I mean every composition that they have is just on point and out the door, man. But that record right there, when I hear that record, I have to play it like 4 or 5 times over and over again, you know, especially when you start going through things and different stuff like that. So let me bring in my man Hot Dog is on the line. Hot Dog, what up, bro?
What's happening? How y'all doing? How's everybody?
All right.
I got your girlfriend on the line, too.
Oh, Manisha and Ben Fisher.
Yeah, you can have them both.
Oh, okay. Dave, I know you know, you got pay out there, but I do know where Wilson. I know where Wilson, New York, got out from, a little ways out of Niagara Falls, about 20 miles or so. I've delivered windows there before. You can look across Lake Ontario and see downtown. You can almost see Toronto. Seriously.
Word. That's what's up.
Oh.
That's good.
Yeah, we did win tonight. We had 123-109. Mama, that go that man.
Yes,
man.
He did. Yes. Yes, he did. Straight down Euclid.
Oh,
Monica.
Look.
When are you and Hot Dog gonna go on your first date? So we might as well set this up right now while we on the phone.
Oh, okay. Dating show.
You know what, Dave? I'm not about to entertain that right now. So,
we might as well just set it up right
stop
now.
Playing with
me. When y'all gonna go on y'all first? I mean, y'all together every Saturday morning. So, I mean, y'all might as well just, you know, go out on a date. Look it up. Hot Dog,
are working. So, you be trying to, you know what? Don't do that today.
It was nice having you on the show.
I'm controlling the board.
I think she's scared because she's a trucker and she don't want to be a lot lizard. So I don't know, man. You know, she don't want to be labeled as a lot lizard. So she might not want to go out.
Wow.
Dave, I do want to shout out Orrin the third, man.
His
birthday was just Sunday, I think.
Yeah, it was yesterday. Yesterday was his 33rd birthday. Man, I remember when he was born, man. I was telling him, that's my uncle's, it's not his oldest, it's his second son. And he turned 33 yesterday. And I said when he was little.
Wow, happy birthday.
He always had these scabs on his ear. And they used to tell me, leave him alone. And I used to always peel them off. They'd be big, long scabs on the back of his. I'm like, how you get them scabs? I guess he was hurting himself, but I love to pick scabs, man. I love that. But how
wow,
you
really?
I never saw
that. I think that's TMI.
We'll holler at you, Brody.
Yeah.
But I'm going to send you. I'm going to text you Monika's number, and then you can just call and y'all can go out. All right, bro? So I'll holler at you. Fam.
Okay, I appreciate
it.
Thanks a lot. So let me sit here for a second. Okay,
later, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm about to hear. I'm setting y'all up, man. He a good guy. You a good girl. You might as well just make it happen. You down?
Okay, back to sports news. Let's talk about LeBron James because he said that he is going to, you know, I know we're all holding our breath here in Cleveland after this season, but he said the thing that's going to make him solidify his decision is his family and the place that has the best chances of winning. So LeBron wants to go on a winner, which I don't blame him. Who wants to be a loser all their life? So he wants to go out a winner.
I'm saying, if you're winning, you're not a loser. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that anybody could classify him as a loser. Just those skeptics, you know, and people like Skip Bayless. And, you know, those other cats on TV that tend to talk down. This man been to the championship 8 straight times. So he's only, he's 3 and 5. I'm saying, but he's 1-3. And how many Hall of Famers haven't won one? Charles Barkley, Reggie Miller, who else?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of them you can name. Hell, and the white boy, the logo of the NBA, he 1-8. Jerry West, he 1-8. So, I mean, come on, man.
Jerry West for the Lakers. But off of here real quick. So when you go to the airport, I think most people know this, and I know you probably know this too, Dave, because you're a frequent flyer. But I get, you know, the Green Bay Packer, little young boy from the Green Bay Packers, he's 24 years old. He knows this now too. So I guess he went to the airport this week. Well, not this week because today's Monday, but last week he was there. He was on a plane from LAX going to Hawaii, and they were asking him, you know, what did you pack, you know, and so he tried to be funny and say to his little girlfriend, did you pack the explosives? And she was like, no.
Oh,
he thought he going to say just kidding, and they ended up arresting him. So,
really?
As an FYI to everybody, yeah, they arrested him and gave him misdemeanor charges on making threats.
He didn't
so
make
now
a threat.
He knows
he was joking around. But
right.
Still, that was the inappropriate place.
Right. It was very inappropriate, very inappropriate. And then also, you know, Jeezy. You know what? I like Jeezy, and I know Dave probably about to say something smart because, you know, I went to the Jeezy concert last month, a couple months ago, and didn't do the show on Monday, which I found it was odd that Jeezy had a concert on Monday. But anyway, it was a nice concert. But actually, he had just had a lawsuit where he's been ordered to pay over $100,000 to a writer. Mm-hmm. Because his song, I Ball, I Stunt, from 2011, this guy, Edis Redden, sued Jeezy over that track because he's saying that Jeezy, he gave him a demo of that song to a producer, and he also had the same title and composition and chorus. Now, you know, we in this day and age of being authentic and everything like that, but it seems like that's not the fact, you know, the truth from Jeezy at the moment.
Mm.
So he has
pay up.
To pay. Yep, pay up. And shut up. So he's going to have to do that.
But you got anything else?
Yeah, I do. So this is a little touchy subject. You know what? I know people have probably seen this a lot over the news here lately, but the Canadian hockey team, 15 people passed away during that bus crash. So we just want to give our condolences
to
them and their families. But also, too, you have from the Florida shooting, the Parkland school shooting, there are minority or black students who are speaking up about how their voice is not being heard. Because I guess about a week before that Florida shooting, they were having a rally and where they were talking about how Black Lives Matter. And the school did not want to support that rally because they were saying that all lives matter, and they felt like that the Black Lives Matter movement was a way to divide students and cause tension in the school. And so the students are saying now that they feel like their voice wasn't heard and it's not being heard, and there's being more publicity being shown to their white counterparts in school.
What's your intake on that, Dave?
Somebody was distracting me the whole time. Just let y'all know, my father's visiting from out of town, and I'm glad that he's here. We've had a much storied relationship, but now we are like best buds, and I'm thankful for that. But he has no concept of not stop talking or to
not pet me while we are down here. Not pet me like that, but not to talk to me or throw me signs or ask me for the beer or for the shot at E&J or the rest of the stuff while we're on the air. So I missed it because he was talking to me at the time you were going. But I think it's a travesty. If I heard it right, the school wanted to cancel the Black Lives because they say all lives matter. And I mean, when you think of the scheme of things, all lives do matter. But it just seems that our lives are being taken for granted more than anybody else's. So, and it's a culmination of why they do that is because they look at our community and they see how we treat each other. So they say, well, they don't value each other. So that's why so many white cops get off of shooting these black kids or these black men, these black women, because they look at us and they say, well, they don't value. I mean, to me, this is part of it. It's not the whole thing, but they look at us and they say, well, you know, hey, they don't care about each other. So what difference does it make? And then when you go into the courtroom, the judge is like, well, you know, those niggers, this or whatever. You taping that game? They go through that, and then, you know, it's just, you know. So I think that's just part of it. But you know that we you know, God bless Martin Luther King and his life. Mm-hmm. I think that the dream is still alive. It's not complete, and we still got a ways to go.
50 years later,
and people don't care about it anymore. People don't care about it anymore. They don't. They don't care about it at all.
And can I add to that? I feel that, you know, of course all lives matter, but if that was the case, then why did you have to have a civil rights bill? Why did you have to have so many things that had to be implemented if that's the way it was, because we did have a constitution? So a lot of times we need to check them on the stuff that they say, you know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times they kind of let certain things pass. And yes, there is black-on-black crime, but there's also white-on-white crime. There's more of that. But you got to understand the propaganda. They have to always put negativity on in regards to what we do versus that's only a small percentage because, Dave, you live in a beautiful neighborhood that's majority black. I mean, I lived in a middle-class neighborhood in Queens my whole life. They don't want to focus on that. They just go to the little hoods that's got something going on, and that's all they publicize. You know what I'm saying? So we got to know within ourselves that it starts at home first. And then you teach your kids to act better, and then put up positive stuff also on the news, and we have to fight for that, putting negative stuff. Because I came from a school where it was majority white kids, and there was a shooting in Andrew Jackson, which is a school in Jamaica, Queens, and I went to Fletcher High School, and there was a shooting in our school, but being that it was a majority white, they didn't mention that. All they did was show the one that was in Andrew Jackson, and I mean, they publicized it everywhere. So people got to understand, we know what that saying is said, believe half what you hear, and that whole phrase, I kind
of only half of what you see and none of what you see.
Right. Correct. Yeah. That was messed up. It's messed up why they didn't even put what happened at my school. You know what I'm saying? Because it was white kids, so they didn't want to put that out there. So, you know, like I just say, you know, we do need to get a on top of that in regards to how we treat each other. You know what I'm saying? But there's so many communities that there's a lot of black people working hard to make ends meet. They ain't got time to be out there doing it. But unfortunately, there are knuckleheads in every race doing things out here. You know what I'm saying? Because that Oponoi thing is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? And now it's a fight for, what they say, it was a war on drugs when it's us, and now when it's them, it's like a crisis. And, you know, it's just always just described differently.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so unfair.
Compared to the crack, it is, and you know, that's the example, the grand example of the double standard, because that's the unfortunate thing. It's a huge double standard when it comes, unfortunately.
I want to know who motherfucking represented it here tonight.
Sorry,
go ahead and finish your statement, what you were saying. This
I apologize. I got sidetracked.
But, you know, it's just unfortunate that we deal with double standards when it comes to these things of importance because, you know, like you said, all lives do matter. And I don't think that the message with Black Lives Matter is saying that one life is more important than the other, but the rate at what people are being killed at, especially people of color are being killed at versus others, is tremendously, there's a huge difference there. And, you know, there was also another news article about a black female cop who they were in a standoff. She was in a standoff with a black male who had a gun. He was armed, and she talked him down, and he gave up his gun. And she did not draw her weapon. She didn't shoot this man. And, you know, and she was saying how the huge difference was, you know, when it comes to other policemen in that same situation or scenario, her male counterparts to, you know, also who are Caucasian. I'm being trying to be politically correct today. But anyway, she was just saying that's the huge difference there. She was able to talk this gentleman down rather than just draw her weapon first and shoot first and ask questions later, you know. So that's
yeah.
a huge teaching point, especially
yeah.
for a lot of these policemen out there. If she can do it,
yeah,
then,
you
know,
but you
90%
know,
of them can do it too.
And I don't mean to cut you off, but, you know, they do that. You do know that on the news all the time you hear about them talking down an assailant, and they'll never show the faces. They don't poster it, but you already know what nationality they are. They always do it. They talk down and do it every day, but you can be unarmed, and I'm not saying that all because I have a friend whose husband was a cop, so it's not that. But, you know, you have to assess the situation, and it's like I say, you know, listen, if the person is unarmed, there's no reason to use deadly force. That's all I have to say to the matter. And the next one is?
Dig that.
Anything else?
Dig that. I dig it. I don't really have anything else to say about that. You know, will it ever change? Who knows? I also think that, you know, as we go through this, there are other races who are affected by this type of thing. But what the media does is they only portray the ones, the black killings, or, you know, because there's some white people
yep.
that get pulled over and
oh,
probably
man.
Get shot. There's some Asian peoples,
mm-hmm.
Latin people. You got to know it's some brown folks, some Asians, I mean, some Latins that are getting pulled over, shot, killed, and murdered. But the media only shows the black versus white because they want to continue to keep those tensionous relations going as,
mm-hmm.
as time goes on. They don't want those wounds to heal because if they don't have that to talk about, then they don't have anything. They don't have anything to put on the news. I mean, those are your biggest stories. You
mm-hmm.
got black
yeah.
kids robbing here, white kids committing suicide. You know, the black folks rob. You know, it's just the same old thing over and over again. Or some black dude getting down here is like, and it's up in Cleveland like that too. Because I see the news is some black kid getting shot over here by another black kid, and they're showing that. But in the neighborhoods where white people shoot white people, Latins shoot Latins, and all mixed up too. But they keep it like that because they want to keep that. They want to keep that
attention.
Vision, that stereotype prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
That tension, the stereotype prevalent as time goes on. And I mean, just being honest, that's one of the reasons why Bill Cosby got caught up in this thing, because all the situation, everything was supposed to go through for him to buy NBC. Now, come on, man. You know, Bill Cosby is against any negativity as far as, like, the black race, but he will come down on those that are not attempting to achieve and seem to be lazy or whatever not doing. And he will talk bad about them. And that's what I'm saying. He was going to do nothing but have positive black entertainment on there, and equally
mm-hmm.
conscious entertainment that focused on all walks of life, not just, you know, everything that you see right now. So they took him out. They took him out. It's like
right.
that.
Yeah,
it's like
crazy.
That, it's like that.
Well, but you know
Word
what, Dave? That's why it's up to us as Christians. Or people who believe in, you know, and people getting along in humanity have to stand up, because it's more of us than them, and we got to stop letting that 10% run things, because they evil. I'm telling
right.
you guys, you got to stand up for what's right. Got to come together all.
Yeah, but
everyone.
I mean, it's not happening no more. You have you don't have leaders out there sticking their necks out anymore. You know, you have so many people that get jealous of people that are trying to lead, that, you know, it's so much separatism going on that they, just because they, I don't like the man, you know, Superman, and they start their own group, and then they start following them, because people are just screwed up. And then if it's not that, people are not going to get it. They don't even write to their congressmen or their lawmakers anymore. Hell, people don't even vote in their local elections. So it's like they have the technology or whatever has found a way to make everybody just lay back on their laurels and not get up and do anything, man. So we live in those days and times right now, man. Mm-hmm. I hate when we start talking about stuff like that because I like to have fun and stuff. But, I mean, you know, we can get serious, too. That's why I just call it a party and BS because, you know, we get real every now and then. But I just like to keep it upbeat and you know, keep it fun
keep
and stuff like that. But you know.
But you got to keep it
I don't have nothing else. It's time to go. It's 5 minutes left. It's time to go.
Well, wait a minute. Real quick, speaking of
it's
a party, I wish I was Rick Ross's daughter because he just bought his 16-year-old baby a Bentley for her sweet 16. So I'm like, wow. Now, I know the insurance on that car has got to be out of this world.
He got it.
That's all right.
He got it.
Must be nice.
He got it.
It must be.
The insurance on that,
my kids,
for that girl.
The insurance on that
every month for that girl is probably going to be about, I mean, you stop. So the insurance is probably going to be about $2,000-$3,000 a month, if not more, for that car.
Yeah, that's what.
But he got it.
I'm saying,
as a corporation, it's a company car, so he can write it off, so it don't even make a difference. It's a as Maybach Music or even as Rick Ross, if he incorporates his name, he can write it all off, even the maintenance on the car, the upkeep of the car, the insurance, it's all a tax write-off. So he'll be getting all, most of that back, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's all good. Ricky Rose, his day. So,
okay.
It's been a good show. And again, I have to apologize for everybody for me messing around here with my father, man. It's his fault. I'm blaming his ass. him talking me to death and
Helping me paint.
Yeah, he was in the bathroom for 6 hours and still ain't finished painting the damn bathroom. I got the little Puerto Rican Pepe over here. He's killing it. But it's all good. I appreciate him coming down and helping me out because it's going to cut some of my costs if he can get out the hallway after 6 hours and move on to something else. But it's all good. Like I said, we've had a story relationship, and it's good to see him down, have him down here. I don't really have nothing else to say, but again, I want to apologize to our weekly listeners that were looking for us at 9, and we didn't come till 9:15, 9:20. I apologize, and I can't make it up to you, and I really don't care, but I just apologize anyway.
You do,
but ladies, go ahead and sign off. Let's get out of here. Big up my pops, Johnny with the wire. Go ahead.
Yes, big
all
up
right.
pops. What, you know what?
Yes, pick up pops. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Felicia. Sign off first.
Well, sign off. Well, I'm going to have a great rest of the week, and I hope you guys out there have a great rest of the week. I started my new product line, so look for it. Natural Black Unicorn. Anything? It's shea butter with skin care. So look for that coming to a neighborhood near you.
A whole nine
no.
sex toys. Right,
well, you cool. can use it to grease it up for your dildo, but it's all natural. Next.
You would know better than me. Go ahead, Monica.
No. Whatever.
Ooh.
I'm
going to say, it was a pleasure once again having fun.
Oh, my God. Monica.
Candace.
It sounds like you're underwater. It sounds like you're underwater.
Well,
there you go. Stay right there. Not talk.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
She'll think it's me over talking or something like that, but she sounds like she's underwater. Can't even hear.
All right, Dick.
We ain't going to even let you. Don't even finish because, all right, man. I'll check y'all out. I'm going up to visit my family for a couple of days. Coming up Mother's Day weekend, I've changed. Mother's Day weekend, May 11th, 12th, and 13th, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Lorraine. June 2nd, the Earl Strand Theater, Daddy's Home, but my husband came down here in Atlanta. June 16th, Tyler, Texas, all the hell that I've been through, and some other things on the line. So we'll talk to y'all next week, same station. So on the way out, you want to hear Drake or you want to hear Whitney Houston?
Drake. Love you,
Drake or Whitney Houston?
Drake. I still love Whitney, but really.
Okay, she like Drake. You like Whitney Houston. She sound like she in a tin can.
We said both said Drake.
Well, okay, I heard somebody say Whitney Houston. I heard you. I said you said Drake, and she said Whitney Houston.
It just sounds like you're in a tin can. Felicia, does her phone sound horrible, or am I talking to my children?
It just keeps going in and out. But we still love
thank
you, girl.
You. Like I said.
You have an awesome week.
Oh, thank you. I'm so sorry. It's my headphones.
Oh, no, it's me. It's me. It's me. You know, it's me. Anyway, we going out with Drake, and it's a nice regret. We out. Black Poppy, Sweet Tea's next week. Peace.
I want to know who motherfucking representing it here tonight. Hold on.
Louisiana shit. Murder on the beat. Something for y'all to cut up to, you know? Yeah. Everybody get your motherfucking roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything paid for. First, last phone bill, car, no cable. With your phone out, gotta hit them angles. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. But it's your life. Piping up on these niggas, you gotta be nice for what to these niggas? I understand, you got a 100 bands, you got a baby Benz, you got some bad friends. High school pics, you was even bad then. You ain't stressing off no lover in the past tense, you already had them. Work at 8 a.m., finish round 5, post all down, you don't see them outside. Yeah, they don't really be the same offline. You know dog days, you know hard times, doing overtime for the last month. Saturday, call the girls, get them gassed up. Gotta hit the club, gotta make the ass jump. Gotta hit the club like you hit the motherfucking angle. With your phone out, snapping like you Fable. And you showing off, but it's alright. And you showing off, but it's alright. It's a short life.
These hoes. Your boy.
Watch the breakdown. Hit them angles. It's a short life.